request an opportunity to be with prayer and uplift those concerns and needs that have been shared with us this morning. Please rise as we join our hearts in our worship. Let us pray together in Christ Jesus for all people according to their needs, for faith to act in love and service to people. As we follow Jesus through the seasons and changes of life, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For peace in the midst of conflict rather than freedom from it, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For kind pastors who speak the peace Jesus embodied through the law and the gospel, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who hold positions of public trust in this and every land, that all people may live in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the healing of the sick and peace to all who suffer in body, mind, or spirit. Lord, this day we pray for a friend of the Guprods that has a health concern that you know about. We pray for those that have been recently diagnosed with COVID and coming through those symptoms, that you would restore their health quickly and protect those that have been exposed. We also pray for Thanksgiving for the gift of life for James Allen, grandson to the Crockers, as well as those names that we mentioned now today. I, Ollie, Melody and Brad, Bob, Tim and Raina, Ev, Tom and Shannon, Steve, Courtney, Betty, Riley, Spencer, Bruce and Kathy, Harry and Katie, Bernice, Michael, Jen and Gabrielle, Nicole, Libby, Harry, Larry, Cole, Gerald and Janine, Kyla, Dave, Eric, for family in conflict, for Bob, Munsters as they mourn the death of Monty, Lord, especially for an individual who's waiting for a health procedure, you would be with Aspen. These names and these concerns, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
We trust, O Lord, in your great mercy to hear and answer us through Jesus our Lord.
Amen.